This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. Green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get
talking about farming and food harder. And related and ancillary items of interest from your experience, if you are a farmer, to what it's like to be an American family farmer these days. We are here for the American family farmer. We're here for the farm businesses. We're here for the locavores that eat and use the products that we are developing. Hopefully they're being devoured by those who have enjoyed this season. Pretty much in the north, the northeast, and well, all around the north of the so-called Mason-Dixon line, farming is pretty much over now. Frosts in most every area curtails things that grow. Obviously, we now look back over the season. Was it a good one? Did we do well? Well, the weather has been a challenge, at least in my neck of the woods. I'm still haying and probably will until whatever we can do gets stopped by the weather, i.e. snow. I remember I mowed a field last year. I think it was the first week of December, second week of December. And it was actually a nice field of hay. But by the time the forecast changed, weather got cold, it snowed, and it snowed almost a foot, that was the end. We were done. But normally, it depends on the weather. The farming, as you know, is so really, it's difficult enough, given the circumstances of the government and fiddling around with Mother Nature, as we have to do, I guess, from time to time. So, anyway, and dealing with the USDA and the FDA and all these folks, there is a lot of focus now, if I may spend some time in the news department, on hemp. I actually, as a I'm a dairy guy, but I filled out forms yesterday in the state of Massachusetts to become a licensed hemp grower. There are a lot of farmers like me, especially dairy guys, who have a good deal of land, and they have found that the viability of their farm has been in question because dairy has been ruined by the Suiza family, Dean Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, closing more of their plants. Milk is going to be transported more. They've just, anybody who's drinking that white water that you buy in the supermarket and you think you're getting milk, you're kidding yourself. It's garbage. It's getting where it'll be older. Anyway, so this business about growing hemp and where you can grow it and how you can grow it, don't get me started on why it has been illegal. The lunacy, the idiocy of people, both with hemp and marijuana. Marijuana, I can see the concern a little bit. Hemp has no, there's nothing in industrial hemp. There's nothing in hemp. It's not marijuana. It may be a cousin to it. It's an oilseed crop that can be used to make everything from paper to clothing, plastics, food, feed for animals, and the benefits of the oil as you use it to rub on your aches and pains. A lot of people see it as the antidote to the opioid crisis, and that makes a lot of sense. So if you have the ability, in Massachusetts, they're guarding the hemp seed. They're guarding the process somewhat, which seems kind of silly because not any different than growing corn or any other product. The one thing that you got to do is if you're going to do it, it's legal in all 50 states now. If you're going to grow it, you need to have signs. Put up signs around where you're growing it if it's a traffic area. Like one of the places that I'm going to try to grow it is the state park. And if you put signs up and say, this is not marijuana, because people will see it, they'll think it's marijuana, they'll go chop it up or do whatever people think they have to do, but it isn't marijuana. So you put signs up that say that, and I think that's an important thing. But there are a lot of questions. The fact that you can use the fiber, the pharmaceutical side of it, the food side of it. This is an industry that has a lot of potential and a lot of value. So if you don't want to be involved in marijuana, and a lot of people don't because it's very controversial, it's very expensive as well, this is a miracle crop that will save the family farm. I fully believe that. And it may be a bit of a generational thing right now. There are a lot of people who have held a lot of promise for a lot of crops. These things, by the way, they call it weed because it is or was a weed. Now it's become cultured. Kind of reminds me of kale. You know, little kale is the big thing now. It's in all, put it in your drinks and grind it up and have it in your salad and all that stuff. Kale is a weed. Look at the attention that was paid there are a lot of people who look at these little yellow things growing in your lawn, right? Dandelions. And people say, oh, let's get those out. And you dig them out of the ground, and it's like a carrot. And it becomes, but they're a weed, in essence. So weeds are not. This stuff is, it requires a lot of irrigation, a lot of rain, a lot of water. But there are a lot of people who use it, but it was a big crop before World War II, and it was used in World War II for ropes and clothing and all kinds of things that were important to the war movement. And after the war was over, the government, that is Congress, decided to make it illegal, frankly, because a lot of blacks, when they came back from the service, were growing it on their farm, and they were making money, and a lot of people thought it was marijuana, but it wasn't. It was hemp. And so because there was a big movement after the war, and we all saw that. That was the reason it took 20 years to get, to 1964. And our understanding how badly we treated blacks in America. But, this was one of the perfect examples. The Southern congressman didn't want to see blacks get it. It was that blatant. It really was. It was that blatant. A lot of blacks were given farm land when they came back from the service, and they were using it to grow hemp and other things, and people, again, confusing hemp and its industrial uses and use for food versus marijuana. Was there marijuana grown here and there? Yeah, of course there was. But, the fact that this has become, the kind of boogeyman of agriculture is just nonsense. For God's sakes, this is especially hemp. It has great possibilities, developing markets, variety of products. It just is, it's nonsense. I'm the county member of the Farm Bureau's group that has hemp as a focus to try to figure out, the state hasn't really come up with its policies, but the thinking about hemp is so backward. It just, makes me nuts. But I guess I'm saying this because I hope a lot of you who are farmers will devote some land to raising hemp. And you got to have a market for it. You'll find out there are hemp organizations, got to have the equipment for it, that sort of thing. But it is going to be a big help, I think, viability-wise, for lots of farmers. So, having said that, in a matter of moments, we're going to meet Attila Agustin from Mountain View Farm. This fellow, along with his wife, have a beautiful farm. It is time for us to understand more about direct marketing, and these people are geniuses at it. We're here to help you, the American Family Farmer Program. Here's something that will help, and this sort of fits in my entire focus, not only in this program and the podcast, but on my day-to-day program, the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. I get focused. The advertising is focused. Things that I am asked to endorse and other people are asked to endorse are all cut out of this same cloth. It's got to be healthy. It's got to be organic. It's got to be something that has been studied and processed. And thus is the case with Life Change Tea, which is an all-herbal, all-natural, all-organic tea. There are three or four different teas that are blended into Life Change Tea, all grown in America, all put together, and you will find your supply, once you start it, to be never-ending. And you'll want it because it helps clean out your colon. The unhealthiness of your digestive tract is really a problem because 90-some-odd percent of all the ailments in the body start in the gut. So if you're not practicing well, good hygiene, and you're not practicing good eating habits, your colon is going to be a mess. The way to start straightening it out is to drink Life Change Tea, which is herbal, as I pointed out, and as such, it gets rid of the toxins and the molds, the parasites, the invaders will get power washed by using Life Change Tea. So if I've convinced you to try it, just try it. Look around at their website, getthetea.com, because there are other teas that they have, but this is the one that is legendary because it's so cleansing. And the food is, you know, a mess today. Getthetea.com. Go there, order your Life Change Tea, use the discount code DJV, and they ship it free right to you, directly to you. You get it in a couple of days. Getthetea.com to get rid of the things in your body that are causing you to be sick. Using Life Change Tea fixes that. Get it only at getthetea.com.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people
who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart.
I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. Joining me now is Attila Augustin, who along with his wife Shauna, run Mountain View Farm. You are located in the Blue Ridge Mountains, is that right? Am I have that right?
That's right, yeah. We're in Nearsville, Virginia, about 65 miles west of Washington, D.C.
For the benefit of the audience, let's talk about you, where you came from, what your wife's experiences were, because I always like people to have sort of an affinity for the folks I'm talking to, an affinity for familiarity, if you will. What things you've shared, experiences you've had that the audience can identify with, Attila?
Sure. Well, we both were born in non-farming backgrounds, so we came into farming through a more circuitous route, I guess you could say. We had been doing some seasonal work, and we had a great gig down. We met at the South Pole, actually, and our
really?
Work down. Yeah, so we worked.
Not much growing. Not much growing at the South Pole.
No. Yeah, no. We were fuelies. We did. It was kind of similar to irrigation. We were running fuel through a lot of valves, and the whole station was run on diesel fuel. So we were working down there from October to February, and so we were always looking for a good summer seasonal job. And one season when we got off the ice, we met a couple, and they had said, hey, we just had a summer season working on an organic farm. And we thought, wow, that sounds amazing. And basically they told us about this website. It's called ATRA.org, ATTRA.org, and there's basically like a clearinghouse of farms around the country that are hiring seasonal workers, and that was our first entry.
That's how you get started. That's a great way to get started, to educate yourself or get an education out of this. All right, we'll continue with your story because I want to get at the pros and cons of direct marketing, which is something I think you've been very good at. Stand by for that as we help farmers around the country on the American Family Farmer.
this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Great conversation every week about the farm, the family farmers, the backbone of American agriculture, the food that we eat is the focus, how we get it to you, how it operates, how much you need to know about what goes on the farm. The locavores love to come to the farm. One of the great things that I've been involved in this past summer in terms of marketing is helping people to understand one of the assets of my farm has been selling ice cream, because we have really fabulous ice cream known far and wide as some of the best ice cream in the state, if not the nation. I feel I'm a sort of ice cream connoisseur, so I made sure the quality was the best. And we put it together on an old school bus and travel around. It's now affectionately referred to as the ice cream bus. But it's a great marketing tool for the farm. And so if you go to eastleyfarm.com, you'll see pictures of the bus. Maybe it's an idea that I can share with you. Meanwhile, we're here to share ideas with Attila Agustin from Mountain View Farm. He's told us his background, working as a sort of, not a, you weren't a transient farmer, but you were a farmer apprentice, I guess. That's probably a way of putting it, you think?
Right, yeah. We got a job on a farm out in Washington State, and we worked there for 2 seasons. And at that point, you know, we were excited to start our own project. So we started looking around for land, and one of the best advices that we got early on was to buy land, you should lease land. Yeah. There's much less risk, and so that kind of got us pointed in the direction of the farm that we're at right now. We found a small ad to farm for lease with a few little details, and so we moved across country to Virginia and started up here. We've been here for about 11 years now.
Mountain View Farm. If you go to Mountain V Farm, that's the, well, you can go to Instagram and find it there, at Mountain V Farm. Also, the website is mvf-organics.com. mvf-organics.com. This is a wonderful place. I look around here at the pictures of the farm, And you can share, you can look at my farm as well. I tell her to see it's a different thing in New England. The farms aren't that big. I wish I could find 900 acres. I lease about that much land from people all over the eastern and central part of the state in order to be able to do what I need to do on my farm. And so when you get that close to Washington, how the heck, 900 acres, that's fabulous.
Yeah, well, we actually only, we're only raising about 3 acres of vegetables. And then we have some, maybe about another 10 or 15 a pasture for some more home-scale livestock. And most of the balance of that land is in woods, which is part of this nature preserve that we, so we lease the farm from this preserve. Mm-hmm. And part of our lease arrangement is we pay some cash rent, but we also do some caretaking.
Right, because it's a big area. Yeah.
Yeah, but our living primarily comes from this 3 acres of concentrated vegetable production that will that we go 3 days a week. We'll head into D.C. With a whole host of other farmers in this sort of outer radius of the city, and we make a go of it at the farmers markets and then selling to some restaurants as well.
So this is a story that I've heard a number of times on this program. It's not unique in the sense that there are people coming along like you, training themselves, not coming from the farm. They start small, and they do it in some circumstances where there's somebody who's helping them in a manner of speaking, and then they learn how to grow the food. Then you got to figure out how to market it, which is something the older farmers never really had to do. They'd bring, I remember the people I grew up around, produce was brought on the truck 4 o'clock in the morning. You went into the farmer's market at in Boston, and you sold everything wholesale there. The supermarkets bought their stuff there. Everybody bought it, and then they brought it back to their stores. A whole lot of difference between that game and the game that is today, and we'll talk about direct marketing with Attila Agustin as we continue here on the American Family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back to our American Family Farmer Get Together. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, another focus on a successful farmer, getting the modern farmer, if you will, the farmer of the year 2018, a lot different than the farmer 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. And part of the difference is how we market ourselves. Because of the impact of social media, the direct link, if you will, to lots of people, I wonder what, because there are some valuable lessons in your story. Attila Agustin from Mountain View Farm in the Blue Ridge area outside of Washington, D.C. He grows certified organic vegetables, sells at seasonal farmers markets, also to an assortment of restaurants in Washington itself. You and your wife have been doing this for a number of years, so you have lessons that you've learned, and we want to learn from you and your lessons. So let's talk about the pros and cons from your experience, Attila, of direct marketing.
Well, I guess, you know, as far as farmers markets go, they're definitely not all created equal. So if somebody was just first starting out, you know, you want to do your research to see if it's going to be worth your effort, being in that market in terms of, you know, the traffic there and the amount of dollars that you can bring in. So we got a really good, advice when we moved here, and an older farmer that had been here for years said, you just need to go in that direction. And she pointed towards DC and towards the people. And so we benefit from, we have a great lifestyle of living out in the country, but we're within striking distance to a lot of people. And so our markets are, you know, people that shop at farmers markets, we're competing with the same thing. It's got to be convenient, affordable, high quality. So we're working with all those parameters. But I think for someone starting out, trying to get into the best farmers market possible, and part of figuring that out is going to the markets and, you know, going there at the beginning and at the end and seeing if have the vegetables been sold, or are they still sitting there, and getting a feel for how many people are coming through. Because in our area, there's probably 100 farmers markets in the D.C. area, and so some are really, really lucrative, and others are okay, and some are just barely hanging on, basically.
Well, so that's the thing. But let's talk about how you use the approach to get people to come to see you, because I think you and others are using Facebook, for example, and Instagram and Twitter to let people know, even down to what's available this week at the farmers market, right?
Yeah. And we're not as advanced as some of our friends, but we definitely utilize the Instagram, and I think that's just a way to, it's sort of developing a narrative about your farm. And I think people, you can find some success with people in the city want to come to your stand if they are attracted to you as an individual and your, and sort of the energy that you're putting forth. And a lot
When you're on social media, do you project the image of not only your farm, what you're growing, but your family, your children, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I don't put a ton of pictures of the kids on there, but it's pretty clear that we have kids. And actually, our daughter Ruby sells eggs at our Sunday market. She's 10. So that's a great experience for her. And it actually is, I think people really like it. They see that, that the food that we're growing our food for our family, and they can, get the good feeling that it's, going to be good for their kids. A lot of our customers actually are our families, basically. And so maybe they're attracted to us.
Right. There's an identity there. I was looking at some of the social media groups. There are a lot of groups that provide advice, guidance, if you will, along the lines of what we're trying to do here on this program. I wonder how many, if your wife is involved, there's a group called True Women of Agriculture on Facebook. They have 15,000 members. Let's see, a couple of other Facebook farm groups. Farm Hats, 12,000 members. My Job Depends on Ag, 84,000 members. Are you on any of those, or what do you think of those sites if you know them?
No, they sound amazing. We're pretty lucky. We really rely on our local network. So we have Future Harvest CASA. It's a regional organization that kind of does maybe some of that similar type of coalescing of energy, but it's really directed to our area. So we utilize them, and it's still kind of, even though we have the modern, the internet, we're still really, revolve around trying to get people to come out to the farm, you know, so they can actually see it for themselves.
Kind of like
what you mentioned with your bus, you know, people in the city, they want to come out to the farm and feel the space and see what it is. So that's fun for us. And we're close enough that it's a reasonable, for people to come out. And we do events out here pretty often, potlucks and, things like that. So that's one advantage of being, pretty close to your market, basically.
Right.
People can be involved.
And that's what people want these days. They really do. I found that to be the case. I don't think I use social media well at all. I do use it, but I don't think we use it well at all on the farm. I'm not even sure we use it well in my radio endeavors, frankly, because it's so rapidly changing. You almost have to have somebody who's an expert at it, paying close attention to it. So it's, you know, but I find some of these sites amazing. The moderators, sometimes people, not unlike other social media exchanges, are not as respectful as they might be. But these pages ought to be there to help people, frankly. Farmers are outnumbered big time. Government, people who don't get it, that, you know, the sort of thing. There's a TV show on that I saw for the first time the other night, Attila, that focuses on a family, and one of the things that they are, it's supposed to be a comedy, you know, they talk about the fact that they can't afford good food, so they buy junk and they make jokes out of it, and stuff like that, that is so appalling and so ignorant, because you can have, any of these websites will approve, our conversations here prove, if you want to buy the right food, and organically grown food is fruits, vegetables, what you got to have to stay healthy. It's not that expensive. It really, it may be more expensive, but look at the downside down the road of what happens to your body if you're not eating good quality food. I would think that would be even part of your sales technique, is it?
Yeah, we, I mean, certainly we bill ourselves as, you know, almost like a health service provider, and it's true that some, we have a pretty broad range of customers, some that are wealthy and some that are very modest of means. And, you know, I'll go to Safeway and just regular grocery stores to keep tabs on our prices. And a lot of our stuff, it's either the same or a little more expensive. We have to, some things that are hard to grow, you know, we base our prices off of, you know, obviously the production cost.
Right. Yeah.
But we always have deals, you know. If you can be a savvy farmer's market shopper, and if you're, you know, sort of shop in bulk, you can find really affordable produce and feel good that it's, you know, you can actually know where it comes from and ask questions that you're not able to ask if you're buying in a grocery store, for example.
Yeah, in another setting. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's, I want to spend a little bit more time talking about these groups themselves and how people can become, whether you're a younger farmer, a middle-aged farmer, older farmer, you're never too old to learn. 44 after the hour in the American Family Farmer. Here's something sort of cut out of the groove of what we've been talking about, organic fruits and vegetables. There are many companies now, two or three that are notable, that are selling products that have dried fruits and vegetables in capsule or powder form. And they're okay, but they aren't organic, and therefore, as you, as we're hearing in all of our discussions here, the idea that fruits and vegetables have been sprayed, a lot of people say, well, that's how we have to do it in order to keep the bugs away. And there are, you know, there's an argument for that, for sure, but there are ways, if you're truly going to be organic, that you can do that. You got to study it. You got to know it. You got to work at it. The folks at Texas Superfood have come through with the proper nutrition in the form of 55 fruits and vegetables, naturally grown. They are raw fruits and vegetables, picked at the peak of their nutritional perfection. There's no chemical. Obviously, if it's organic, there's none of the things in this. No animal products, dairy, egg, gluten, none of that stuff is in this product. It's just the fruits and vegetables organically raised, produced, harvested, and then powdered. They're cooked and powdered, dried out, that sort of thing, and they're put together in these capsules. They're fabulous. It really is. The American Cancer Society, American Heart Association all say you got to have 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables. Well, here they've gone way overboard. 55 organic fruits and vegetables in Texas Superfood Complete. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and look at the line of nutritional products they have there. They've got a fabulous probiotic. You want to take that together with the Texas Superfood. That's what I'm doing. That's what I like. That's what I think you should try. Look at what they have. Texas Superfood Complete Organic is what you're looking for when you go through all the things that are in the catalog. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Start with this. Buy this. Use this. That's what I'm doing. And then look around at some of their other quality nutritional products. You'll be sold as I am. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug for Texas Superfood Complete.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some food for thought. There are a lot of things about the present farm bill that people continue to get wrong. There are lots of things that are in it that are just not true. The Tester Amendment, which was finally included in Senate Bill 510, according to some, excludes the Senate bill excludes and protects small farmers. If you're selling less than $500,000 worth of food each year, the more onerous paperwork and compliance burdens are not there, but the dollar amount is not indexed to inflation, meaning that as the dollar continues to lose value due to the Federal Reserve, some people call it the counterfeiting machine, making money, 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 and the interest rates going up, food prices will continue to go higher, and this will shift the small family farms into 500,000 sales range in just a few years. So one wonders, and that has been brought up over and over and over again, and the government refuses to acknowledge that this is the case. Nope, that's the rule, that's what we're sticking with. So a lot of people in the Senate and in the House are trying to get this changed. But just so you know, when you lose money on the farm, which is what I do most of the time, if people say, well, how can we take your advice? Well, my farm is a different sort of special thing because I'm in an area where farming is not respected and the land is very expensive and things, everything's expensive. Work on the tractors is expensive. Hiring people is, it's expensive. And so it's hard to, in my circumstance, get up above $500,000, but many of you will, so you need to keep that in mind and bring it perhaps to the attention of your Farm Bureau organization, whatever it is, to get that changed in the Farm Bill. All right, so a couple of more moments here with Attila Augustin at Mountain View Farm. Right? I got it right, right?
You got it. You got it right.
MVF-organics.com, and then on Instagram, it's at Mountain V Farm. So the whole idea of growing vegetables and stuff and the help you get, I was looking at some of these other social media groups. Farm Hats is a good one. Let's see, Science-Based Women in Ag is a good one. So there are lots of things that are out there for people to learn, and I find the group to be very supportive of one another, frankly, and that's really kind of a cool thing. It's great to be supportive of other people who are in the same industry that you are. What do you find most rewarding about this? Why have you, this is your 11th or 12th year, so why do you stick with it?
Oh, we just, you know, just like being outside and just direct contact with the elements. You know, like you said early on in the show, that we're got to deal with the vagaries of the weather, and that can be, it can be hard, but, you know, you just feel alive and outside, and it just seems like the perfect job for anyone, really. There's no end to what you can learn, whether it's mechanics, you know, fixing your broken tractor,
yep,
figuring out the you know, entomology, the insects, soil science, business, and then just, it just feels good to actually produce something that's of value And that
what do you see yourself? We have a few seconds left here. What do you see the future of what you're doing?
I think it's just going to keep going. I feel like there's we get young people that apply to the farm each year, and we try to we've had 30 employees work here over the years, and I think 20 of them are still farming.
Good.
And we probably spun off about four other farms from people that work here. So I think
that's
going.
Good. Yeah, congratulations. Attila Agaston at Mountain View Farm near Washington, D.C.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up, pull the
bliss. The American Family Farmer Show. There is a podcast that follows suit. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com is the website to find the aggregated shows that are boiled down so that you get the gist of them in a few minutes. That's what a podcast is all about. The current podcast focusing on drug addiction on the farm. I talk about how the situation with one particular place, the discussion, the focus has been on drug addiction, family farms. There also is information about the weather and the trade deal. What's the weather for the winter going to be like on family farms? That's on the podcast. Also, baker and owner of Talking Breads Bakery, Shanna Amsterdam. She and her husband, Joe, are the bakers at Talking Breads Bakery in Shermansdale, Pennsylvania. And our story that you'll hear talks about the variety of breads that they have offered, the quality, how they get their grain. It's really an industrious, and it's sort of a reversal. We're doing a lot, as the discussion in this hour has focused on how we are going back to basics with a lot of our farming approaches. These folks who are in the wheat and bread business, striving to support a lot of farms that want baking. You go into a farm store and you smell bread baking or pies baking, that kind of stuff. People love that. So, and these folks are practicing organic and sustainable agriculture. You hear that story as well about their farming methods, what they do to ensure soil fertility. and that sort of thing. Plus, on this edition, the podcast has a focus on my tractors, my list of Massey Ferguson tractors. And somebody sent me an email. The gentleman sent me an email. And for that person, I can't open the email. I know you sent it to me, but it won't open. You wanted to send me some information about some Massey Ferguson equipment that you have. So if you'd be kind enough, that or any time you want to get to me, send me on Twitter just to communicate at Doug Steffen, or you can send it to Doug at DougSteffen.com. All right, so that's the story on the podcast that currently is playing and available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, a focus on foods on the... This is sort of the food family and farm hour, in manner of speaking.
What's on your mind right now? Is it... Do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin, too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body. Specifically, your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
All right, so here's the latest from the world of big burger chains and antibiotics being used by some farmers. The antibiotics sometimes, I'll tell you from experience, sometimes the animals get sick enough and you don't want to destroy them, so you have to give them antibiotics. I have done that on my dairy. I don't overdo it. I certainly never used the antibiotics that were a part of life on most of the larger dairies, giving these human growth hormone like the shots that get the cow to give more milk, shorten their lifespan, that sort of thing. I don't believe in that. As a matter of fact, I abhor it. But in terms of growing beef, the Consumer Report that came out last week talking about what the 25 fast food chains have in their policy manual for buying beef. Do they buy beef raised on antibiotics? Well, McDonald's does, Sonic does, Hardee's does, Five Guys does. Wendy's actually did a little bit better. McDonald's and Hardee's and that bunch all flunked the test. Shake Shack, which is I guess on the West Coast and down South, BurgerFi got an A because they do not serve any beef grown with antibiotics. So that's the story continues there. People just don't seem to get you need to help the animals, but to give them the antibiotics to get them to grow faster, no, that's a no-no. Thoughts from Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.